This is always a treat. Let's open the studio door and welcome in our old friend Sports Panties. Hey, Sports Panties, how are you?
Hey there, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Y'all still in the business of sports talking people into work?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's pretty magical. I got the infection on my leg. But anyway, I heard Junior about giving his brother a tour of Dallas in an open-topped limousine.
No.
A few details that are wrong about that.
Well, maybe I misheard that. I was going to say it's probably not a good idea, you know, given what happened to Kennedy when he signed up for that tour.
Yeah. I don't know that he signed up for a tour. Can we get back to the sore on your leg?
I'd say Dallas is one of the top three cities in the Metroplex, so you chose wisely there, Junior.
Thank you.
This geographical opinion was brought to you by me, your uncomfortable, close-talking uncle, Sports Panties.
Well, what have you been up to this summer, Sports Panties?
Well, I see where the Mavericks still have Luka.
Yeah, they still have him.
You think Luke will have a few more 100-point nights before it's all over with?
I don't think he's had one yet.
Oh. I always thought he'd have a 100-point night, but that's only if the Mavs kept Jalen Brunson.
I don't even know about that.
This scorching, salient point was crafted by me, your dad's buddy from the war. That still sneaks to the garage to do hand stuff.
What?
Sports panties.
Okay. Well, thank you. You know, we're going to Cowboys camp. Do you have any opinions about the Cowboys this year?
I heard you guys are going to Oxnard to cover the Cowboys this year.
Just said.
That's really exciting to me.
Okay.
Are y'all going to talk to Jerry?
Maybe.
I've always said this team will not win another Super Bowl until Jerry acknowledges that new kid.
You've always said that?
They do kind of coincide the timing on that. That's pretty wild.
I think she put one of those billy goat hexes on the Cowboys because Jerry wouldn't acknowledge what his sperm did to make her.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
Do you guys think she's involved in witchcraft?
No.
Put a hex on the boys?
No, I don't think so.
It's possible.
I think it's just the way Jerry's handled the team.
Well, I think so. And this Wicked Tinge sports observation was brought to you by me, the guy at the restaurant who keeps looking at you and smiling with spinach in his teeth and a secret in his heart. Sports panties.
Thank you for that. What about the Stars draft recently?
I've always said robots are the pit bulls of the chess world. Did you see where that Russian kid got his fingers ripped out at the root by the chess robot in Moscow?
He just got grabbed by the robot. It didn't rip off his fingers.
Guess that'll teach Putin not to mess with Ukraine.
I don't think so.
Not really.
Unrelated.
This confusing geopolitical point was brought to you by me, your quiet, third nipple having classmate from 7th grade gym class that you were always afraid to ask about. Sports panties.
Appreciate you identifying yourself after all of these. Well, what do you think about this whole college football craziness?
What's the deal with the Dallas Stars, huh?
All right.
I mean, is Jamie Benn still the captain or what?
Yeah.
As far as we know.
I've always said the Stars wouldn't win another cup until they bring back Mike Modano.
Well,
what, as coach?
As goalie.
As goalie?
Goalie.
Okay.
This idiotic ice-related announcement was brought to you by me, the guy who convinced your mom to do unconventional stuff she met your dad.
Okay.
Sport panty.
We don't like you.
We're up against it. We got to go.
I've got to get going. I got an appointment to get my tonsils out. And now they do it laparoscopically.
Okay.
They go in through your belly button.
Seems unnecessary.
Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter, The Sports Panties Guide to Hummel Collecting and Other Forms of Civil Violence.
God.
Wow.
Sports panties.
Okay. All right, we'll see you. There he goes, sports panties.